Welcome into Give Me Five for December 14th, 2011. This is Patricia Babcock McGraw, and Give Me Five is a women's basketball audio segment for BTN.com. Throughout the season, I will spend 5 minutes, give or take, with some of the most interesting and dynamic players in the Big Ten Conference. It is my pleasure to welcome in today's guest, Nebraska sophomore forward Jordan Hooper. Big Ten Conference games are coming up at the end of December, and Hooper and the 9-1 Huskers are hoping to make a splash in their league debut. Hooper knows a thing or two about making a splash. As a freshman last year, the 6'2" Hooper led Nebraska in scoring with 14.6 points per game. She is ranked second in rebounding and also made the Big 12's all-freshman team. Hooper has picked up right where she left off. She leads Nebraska and is second in the Big Ten overall in scoring at 19.4 points per game. She also ranks second in the conference in rebounding at 8.3 rebounds per game. After scoring a career-high 32 points in a win over Northern Arizona and 22 points in a win over Creighton last week, Hooper was named the Big Ten Player of the Week on Monday. Jordan, how are you?
I'm good.
Good. Thank you so much for joining me.
No problem.
Okay, so I mentioned that you guys are 9-1. Also, this week, for the first time this season, Nebraska joined the Associated Press Top 25 poll at number 25. How are you feeling about the way the season is going so far?
I'm feeling really good about this season. It's been a lot of fun so far, and I hope we can continue to get better in practice.
Good, good. Now, what do you think is the strength of your team on the court? What are you guys really good at?
I think it's our quickness. Right now, we're just really fast because we're not that big. We don't have a lot of size down in the post or anything like that. So I think it's the quickness.
Okay. Now, I mentioned also that the Big Ten conference play is right around the corner. Are you excited about playing in a new league and seeing how you guys stack up?
Yes, I'm really excited about playing in a new league because, I mean, it's just like playing in a different league every year because I played in the Big 12 last year and the Big 10 this year. I think it's going to be so exciting to play different teams. They don't know anything about us. We don't really know that much about them. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, now you guys might be a newbie in the Big Ten this year, but you guys have plenty of experience playing in a tough conference. Tell us what it was like playing in the Big 12, which, in my opinion, is one of the best conferences in women's basketball. And how will that prepare you for the Big Ten? Because Big Ten is also a rigorous conference for women's basketball.
Yeah, they're both really athletic. The Big 12, I would say, is, I guess we haven't really played anybody in the Big Ten, but I would say it's really, really athletic. It was really physical playing the Big 12, and I agree, it's one of the most powerful, I guess, leagues in women's basketball. And so, yeah, I think it's going to prepare us really well to play in the Big 10, because I'm sure it's just the same in the Big 10. And so I think it prepared us real well.
Yeah, I think so, too. Now, speaking of preparation, how did you personally prepare for this season? As I mentioned, you had a great freshman season last year. You led the team in scoring, but you were really determined, from what I've read, to add to your game, to improve your game during the off season. What did you work on?
I worked on not just being a shooter. I worked on like dribble J's and in the post. I worked a little bit in the post moves, but I really wanted to become more than just a shooter because that was pretty easy to guard. After a while, you just stand out in 3-point line and I pretty much shut down.
Right.
But I worked on improving my dribble J and getting at the basket more.
Yeah, and you're kind of one of those tweener players where at 6'2", you can go outside, and if you're a good shooter like you are, you can go out and hit some jumpers, but you can also go inside. And as you mentioned earlier, you guys aren't a very big team, so did you feel like maybe it was going to be a necessity this year for you to get inside more, and that made you want to work on your post moves a little bit more?
Yeah, Coach mentioned last year that we're probably not going to have as big a team this year, and so we're going to have to work on our posts more. So that was a big emphasis in the off season for all of the posts, not just for me personally, but for all of the posts to get better down low. We still have a long ways to go. We're not quite where we want to be yet, so we still have a long ways to go with that. But that was one of our main keys, I guess, was to work on the posts.
Okay. Now, at 6'2", why do you think that you grew up with more of a perimeter mentality than a post mentality, and has it been a challenge to learn how to play inside?
I was a post from third grade until high school, pretty much. And then in high school, I kind of did it all. So I guess I kind of forgot what being a post was when I came to college, I guess. But I don't. It kind of has been a challenge to relearn, I guess, the post. Because when I was little, I didn't really do any post moves. I just kind of caught it and shot it. So
yeah.
I guess. But, yeah, it has been kind of a struggle to relearn the post mentality again.
It was probably convenient for you to forget all the bumping and shoving and pushing around that you have to take in the post, right? It was nice for you to forget that part, right?
Yeah, that was a good part to forget.
But you probably are having to relearn that contact and how to shoot with contact and push around and get position, right?
Yeah, I still have to work on that. I'm not good at finishing right now in the post, which is clear on my finishing numbers, but yeah, I'm definitely working on that, and I'm trying to get better with finishing with contact, since it has been a while since I've played, I guess, the physicality of it.
Yeah, well, I think you're being a little bit modest right now, but I think that is true. It does take some work to get used to that, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, now, Jordan, some people might not know this about you, but you were also offered a full scholarship to Nebraska for volleyball, which is no small feat considering that Nebraska is a national powerhouse in volleyball. Tell us about your volleyball career and why you decided to play basketball in college instead of volleyball.
I really did like volleyball my junior year in high school, and I thought I was probably going to play volleyball in college for the Huskers. And then that year in high school, it wasn't as fun as it had been. And then my senior year wasn't as fun as I thought it should have been. And so I didn't think it was something I wanted to do for the rest of my career, I guess, for the rest of my life, something like that. And I knew basketball was still fun, and I had a lot of fun playing in high school. Even if we weren't that good, I still had a lot of fun playing it. And so I knew that was my first love, and that's why I chose to play basketball instead of volleyball.
I think it's important to follow your heart, follow what you're passionate about, right?
Yeah, definitely. Because if you're going to be doing it for 4 years, you don't want to do something that you regret or you hate. So that's the main reason I chose basketball, probably.
Yeah. Was there any point, though, when you were still having fun with volleyball that you thought, well, maybe I could, you know, if I'm hearing from Nebraska for both volleyball and basketball, maybe I could play both there?
Yeah, I did think that for a while, but I think that would have been too hard. It would have taken so much time, and it would have probably wore me out.
Absolutely. It would have been probably overwhelming, especially considering that both programs are at such an elite level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially with Division I and it being, both of them being powerhouses, so it would have probably been real hard.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, now speaking of growing up, you had a very unique childhood. You grew up on a 7,000-acre ranch in northwest Nebraska, a ranch that has been in your family for four generations. You grew up helping your dad work the land, driving a tractor, baling hay. What was it like growing up in that environment?
I loved it. I think that's probably why I'm more shy and more quiet than most people, the people know, I guess, know in sports and stuff. But, I mean, my closest neighbor was like 3 or 4 miles away. It was really quiet. It was peaceful, and I really loved it. It was awesome.
What are some of the things that you had to do on an everyday basis that most teenagers aren't having to worry about?
Well, when I was younger, I was in 4-H, which is like fair or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I showed cows and sheep, and so every morning I'd have to get up and feed them, and then I have to take my lambs for walks and stuff like that.
Aww.
Just have to clean out their pens and all that stuff. So that was something I did on a daily basis when I was younger. And then when I got older, I helped Dad, like you said, hay. I helped him do that, fix fence, stuff like that.
That's so cute. So most kids growing up in the suburbs, they're taking their dogs for a walk, but you're taking your sheep for a walk.
Yeah.
That is cute. Did you have a leash for the sheep?
Yeah, we did. We had little collar thingies about 3 or 4 of them. They were kind of like halters for steers.
Yeah.
They're miniature for lambs. So they're cute. Yeah.
That is so cute. Now, do you think that growing up on the ranch and doing all that work in addition to your schoolwork and, you know, practice for sports, all that, do you think that's made you a tougher athlete in some way? Do you think it gave you a stronger work ethic?
Yeah, I think it did give me a stronger work ethic. And I also think that it gave me, like, time management, because we had to drive, like, 45 minutes to school every day, so I had time to, like, do my homework and stuff like that, and I also had time to, or I had to manage my time well, just in case I had to drive that time, so I had to get my homework done before I went to school and stuff.
Yeah, so when coach tells you go and run a few sprints, I mean, that's like a vacation for you, coming from where you came from.
Yeah.
And I did read that too, 45 minutes from your high school, every day traveling 45 minutes one way just to get to school.
Yeah.
Wow, you guys really did live far out there, didn't you?
Yeah, well, we had like a country road for like 5 or 7 miles of it, so that kind of took a while because of all the hills and the bumps and the puddles. drive around, all that stuff. So that took a while.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy. Okay, so speaking of work ethic, you and your younger brother, Kyle, worked to earn enough money to pay for the installation of a concrete slab in your yard that you could use as a basketball court, right, growing up?
Yes.
Did you and your brother have a lot of intense battles on that concrete slab?
I guess you could say that. We played all kinds of stuff. We played basketball on that court all the time, and then we played rollerblade stuff on the court. I mean, it was a multi-purpose court.
Yeah.
It wasn't just for basketball. But, yeah, we had a couple intense battles, have some battle wounds from it. So.
And did you do work around the ranch to earn the money to put in the slab?
Yeah, and, like, for 4-H, I had cows, and then they had babies, and then I'd sell their babies and stuff, so I'd have the money from that.
Interesting.
And stuff like that. So that's kind of what we got the money from, too.
Can any of your teammates relate to any of this that you grew up with, selling the calves and walking your sheep?
I don't think so. I'm not sure. I don't think they can. Because I tried to tell my roommate, Lindsay Moore, I tried to tell her, like, what 4-H was, and she didn't really understand. I mean, some of them do. Some of them I have talked to them about it, but most of them can't relate.
Right, right. Most maybe grew up in the city or in the suburbs or something. Okay,
yeah.
Okay. So how, growing up where you did, and you had a lot of other things to do as a kid, how did you get into basketball in the first place?
My mom took me to, well, actually, like, we went to a graduation party, and the coach, the third grade coach, saw me, and he said that he'd like to see me play on his team or whatnot. And it was a traveling basketball team when I was in third grade. And so my mom dropped me off, and I didn't want to be there. Like, I did not want to be around other people. I just wanted to go home and do nothing, I guess. But, yeah, my mom dropped me off, and so I started in third grade just because he saw me at a graduation.
Wow.
Playing basketball with the boys, so.
Well, how glad are you now that you met that coach?
Yeah, I'm really blessed to have met him. He actually passed away when I was, I think, freshman or sophomore in high school, and that was pretty tough because he was probably the greatest coach I've ever met.
I'm sorry to hear that. He was a big influence in your life, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right, well, Jordan, it's a Give Me Five tradition now. I can't let you leave without telling me one little fun or little-known fact about yourself. And we've talked about some already. Maybe we've let all the cats out of the bag, but I don't know, maybe you have a hobby or something that you like to do outside of sports?
I don't know. I can juggle, and I like to read, I guess. I like to read a lot.
Do you? Can you juggle basketballs or just small balls?
Yeah, I can juggle basketballs.
Wow, nice.
Yeah.
All right. Well, and now you're juggling all this stuff, the ranch, the walking the sheep, basketball. You have finals this week. You're a busy girl.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that does it for this edition of Gimme Five. Jordan, thank you so much for your time. It was so much fun getting to know you a little bit better.
Yeah,
good
thank
luck.
You.
Yeah, good luck with the rest of the season.
Thank you.
All right. Join us again next time for another great conversation with one of the Big Ten's best. This is Patricia Babcock-McGraw for BTN.com.